Today's daf is Zvachim daf Lamed Beis. We are holding on daf Lamed Alfin Beis. We are about to start the third parak of Masechet Zvachim. So it says the Mishnah, Kala psulin sheshachtu shchitasin kshera. All psulin, all people who are pasul, that shecht, their shchita is still going to be kosher, including shechita kshera, bizarim, shchitas kosher if done by zarim. Zarim are non-kohanim, so Yisrael is allowed to do shchita, even on karbanos. We're not just stam talking about shchita for basar taiva, so about shchita of karbanos. So zar is allowed to do the shchita. Ubinashim, and women are allowed to do shchita. It's interesting, Tosos quotes over here, and Maseches Chulin, that there is a Hilchos Eretz Yisrael that writes that women should not do shchita, at least l'chadchila. He says women should not do shchita. Most understand that he means l'chadchila. So Tosos points out that over here you see in this Gemara that women are mutter. Our Mishnah says women are allowed to do shchita. The Gemara is going to say that we could be medayik from the fact that it says kol apsulun sheshachtu shchitasun ksheira, that there's something b'di'eved going on in our Mishnah, that something is not l'chadchila. But the Gemara says the part that's b'di'eved is the next line of the Mishnah, when it says Temeim. But so the Gemara is never medayik that Nashim is only b'di'eved. So Tosas writes that it's very clear from our sugya that the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is wrong, that women are allowed to do shchita even l'chadchila, meaning it's often in the Gemara that the only part that's b'di'eved is Temeim. None of the other parts of the Mishnah are b'di'eved. So it sounds like women are allowed to do shchita even l'chadchila. Now what's the svara of the Halachos Eretz Yisrael, of the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael? So the Merom Yisada writes, the Metziv writes in the Sefer Merom Yisada, that maybe you could say that the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is only speaking about Behemos Chulin, where women should not do shchita on Behemos Chulin. But on Kadshim, when you're dealing with Karbanos, maybe he too would be moda that it's mutter for women to do the shchita. What's the svarat of Mechalik between Chulin and Kadshim in this regard? So Rav Yonis and Eibshitz writes in the Kresi Uplesi in Simen Aleph, in the very beginning of Yaradei, in Hilchos Shchita, Rav Yonis and Eibshitz writes that you could be Mechalik as follows, that by Chulin we're Choshesh, that women are going to be queasy, they're going to see dam, and they're going to faint, or they're going to see an animal clinging on to its last moments of life, or whatever it is that's going to get to them, and the woman is going to faint, and because a woman, the assumption is daitan kalos, and if a woman faints in the middle of the shechita, it's going to ruin the shechita. So by kachim, he says, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry that the shechita was ruined, because mistama, there's a kohen standing right there. Why is there a kohen standing right there? Because while it's okay for a woman to do shechita, you need a kohen to do kabbalah sadam. So the kabbalah sadam is done right after the shechita. So mistama, there's a kohen standing right there, and if she faints, or if anything goes wrong with the shechita, so the kohen will let you know that something went wrong with the shechita, and that's why we're not choshesh about a woman doing shechita on Kachim, we're only worried about a woman doing shechita on Chulin. However, the Sefer Taras HaKodesh points out that the crazy place is a little difficult to understand, because even though you're right that if there's a kohen there, we'll know if she fainted and she ruined the animal, but at the same time, if Nashim Daitan Kalos, you're risking that she's going to ruin a karban, and that's not good. How could we, l'chadchila, take such a risk? Shouldn't we be choshish that you're going to pasul kachim? And it's an isra mida oraisa to be goring psul b'kachim. It's an isra mida oraisa. Rashi writes in Chulin daf beis and beis, dibra maskul b'muktashim, that it's an isra mida oraisa to be goring a psul and kachim. So why is that okay to just allow a woman to do shchita on kachim just because you'll know if something went wrong? Knowing isn't good enough. How can we allow something to go wrong? But anyway, that's why Tosos rejects the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael based on our sugya. Now Tosos also quote something else from Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Tosa also a very strange part that the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael writes that if someone shechts and does not make a birchas mitzvah on the shechita, does not make a bracha on the shechita, or an arum sheshachat, someone who is unclothed and shechts, the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael writes shechitasu psula, the shechita is pasul. Now that's a very strange thing, because normally by birchas mitzvah, then it's certainly not ma'akev the mitzvah. If I take lulav and I don't make the bracha, I'm still yotzei the mitzvah of lulav. Any mitzvah that you do without a birchas mitzvah, normally it's you're absolutely yotzei. Tosfos writes that these ideas of the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael are chumros bialma. They're chumros bialma. They're not something that's really viable lahalacha. So the Netziv again tries to be masbir what was going on in the mind of the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Why would you say that the bracha is so critical? So he writes that the Rashba in Torah Sabayis asks that every behema has a chazaka she'ina zvucha. Every behema has a chazaka that it's not geshachted, that it's not shechted. So if that's the case, Why don't we require every time that the shochet be meyed that it was nishchet abakashrus, that it wasn't ruined? Meaning, after all, if there's a chazaka that he's trying to be motzi from, the shochet should have to be meyed that it was done properly. And also, even a mumar sheshachat, if we check the knife, we say the sakin, we say that as long as we check the knife, a mumar sheshachat, the shechit is going to be kosher. Well, why do we believe him? It's got a cheskas chai, it's got a cheskas she'enu shachut. So why would we believe a mumar sheshachat? So says the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis, that since rov shechitos misukanos ein, since most shechitos are good, and the maase that he does is done behechshir, we check the knife, so we can assume that it was done bekashrus. However, that's only if we don't find any sort of pegam in the kashrus of the shochet during this maisa. But if we see that there's something wrong with the way the shochet is doing this maisa, then that raises suspicion. And then we go back to the fact that there's a chazaka that the animal is not shechted properly. Why is the shochet not making a bracha? So says the Rashba, if the shochet is not making a bracha, that immediately raises our suspicion. So, or at least that's what Nitziv says, based on the Rashba. And he says maybe that's the svar of the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, that the shechit is going to be possible not because the lack of a bracha is what passels. It's a simen that there's something else going on over here, that this guy that's shechting is not to be trusted. And we go back to the chazaka that the animal is becheskos, that it's not shechted. The Tosos might respond, then no, we could say maybe it's not a red flag for anything. Maybe he was shechting for a guy, or he was shechting the animal just so dogs could eat the meat, and that's why he didn't make a bracha. Because Tosos holds that you only make a bracha if you shecht for human consumption, for regular Jewish human consumption, not when you shecht for a guy, and not when you shecht for dogs. That itself happens to be a machlokas rishonim. Tosos holds like the Rasha, the chiyuv bracha on the shechitas from the pasuk v'zavachta v'yachalta. So it's dafka when you're shochet for on behalf of the Yisrael, because v'zavachta v'yachalta is only when you are ochel that you would require a shechita, and therefore that you would require a bracha on the shechita. The Baal Halachos Eretz Yisrael holds like the Ravid that the bracha on the shechita is learned from pasuk by shechitas kachim, and since by kachim we find that you chayiv in a bracha, so because it's a mitzvah, so also by every shechita you need a bracha. So l'chora that means every shechita, regardless of who's eating it, that once we're applying beyond kachim, we should apply it everywhere to every shechita. So that seems to be the Yisod HaMachlokas between Tosfos and the Baal Halachos Eretz Yisrael. But either way, back in our Mishnah, the Mishnah had said that women are allowed to do Shechita, and also Ba'avadim, an Eved Kanani is allowed to do Shechita, obviously an Eved Ivri also, but even an Eved Kanani is allowed to do Shechita, Ubitmeim, and someone who's Tameh is allowed to do Shechita. And again, we're talking about Shechita of Karbanos. So Rashi says, how's the Tameh in the Azara doing Shechita? So Rashi points out, B'Tameh Sheretz Kamar, She'enu B'Tameh Kli. We must be talking about a Tameh Sheretz, someone who's Tameh Sheretz, who can't be metame a kli, meaning, question is, if a person is, let's say, an av hatuma, and he touches the knife becomes a rishon l'tuma, and the knife touches the animal becomes a sheni l'tuma. So isn't he being gorim tuma b'kachim? So he says, must be we're talking about a tame sheretz can't be metame a kli. Delav av hatuma hu, because a rishon can't be metame a kli. A rishon can be metame ochle n'mashkin, but he can't be metame kelim. So the knife is never going to become tame from the tame sheretz. Or Rashi says, there's another possibility. He didn't use a knife. He used a reed, a very sharp piece of grass. I mean, it must be a large enough, sharp piece of grass that's sturdy enough that serves as an appropriate utensil for shechita, but it's not really a kli. But if he was a tamei meis, absolutely cannot use a knife. Al b'sakim lo, shum tamei es hasakim, v'sakim tamei es habasar, because he's going to be tamei the knife will then go and be tamei the meat. And obviously we're dealing with a case where he's not in the azara. He's standing outside the azara, and he has a super long knife, so he's shechting from outside the azara. That's why Rashi's only worried about the issue of, isn't he going to make the korban tamei? Rashi's not worried about the issue of, what's he doing in the azara? Because he can be outside of the azara, and so Rashi deals with how does he avoid making the korban tamei. So either he's not an av hatuma, and therefore it's no problem, because he can't be metamei the kli, or he is an av hatuma, but he's not using a kli, he's not using a knife, he's using some sort of reed to shecht. Tosos points out, why are we worried about the basar of the animal becoming tameh? In order for anything to become tameh, it first needs to be huchshar lekabel tumah. Definition of huchshar lekabel tumah means it needs to first come into contact with one of the liquids that make an item, that make a food susceptible to tumah. So Tosos writes, v'yachol gav didam kachim eino machshir. Dam kachim is not machshir, even though dam is one of the liquids that could be machshir, something to be mekabel tumah, that could prepare something for tumah. Dam kachim can't. So fractosos, how could the meat possibly become tameh? So says that's an interesting idea. Chibas hakodesh machsheres. That the chibas hakodesh, the fact that this is hegdish and therefore is more beloved, that itself gives it a chashivus. Apparently, Tosfos understands hukshel lekabel tumah is a din in chashivus. So that gives it a chashivus that it becomes susceptible to tumah even before coming in contact with any of the mashkim that would make it susceptible to tumah. Or Tosfos says alternatively, okshivira binar v'adayin mashke tofeach aleha. Now, what they would do a lot of times with the carbon animals, they would pass it through a river to make it moist, and that way, when you would skin it later, the skin would come off much more easily. So sometimes they pass it through the water; they wouldn't put it through a blow dryer afterwards, so it'd still be dripping when they're shechting it. So it's not the dam that's makshir lekabel tumah; it's the water from the river that's makshir to be mekabel tumah. Fine, says the Mishnah Vayter. V'afilu b'kachi kachim. All this is even for kachi kachim. U'bilvad shaloyu tameim nogin b'basar. As long as tamei people do not touch the flesh directly, they could touch the knife, which then touches the flesh, as Rashi explained. L'fichachin posel b'makshava. Because all of these people are allowed to do shechita, if they have the posel kind of makshava of chutzlis mano, chutzl mekomo, during the shechita, that makshava is significant and can ruin the karba. Meaning, if someone who's not roy to do the shechita in the first place has a machshava of chutzis man v'chutzim mekomo, that machshava doesn't passel the carbon because his shechita is not a kosher shechita anyway. You need everything else to be in check in order for your machshava to mean anything. So these people, since they are capable of doing shechita, they are halachically able to do shechita. We don't have a problem with it. So mela, their machshava is going to be significant. V'kulon shekiblos adam chutz l'zmano v'chutz l'mkomo. Ah, but when it comes to kabbalos adam, so kabbalos adam is not something necessarily that they are able to do. They're allowed to do shechita, not kabbalah. So if they do any of the kabbalos adam and they have a machshava while they're doing the kabbalos adam for chutz l'zmano or for chutz l'mkomo, so then im yesh dam hanefesh yachzor kasher v'yakabel. If there's still more dam hanefesh in the animal that you can come and catch, go and get some more dam and do it over with a kosher. You don't want a puzzle doing the kabbalah sadam, but it doesn't passel the entire animal because they're totally their machshavas chutzis man chutzim kama aren't going to passel it because they're not kosher to do it in the first place. So you haven't passeled the whole carbon yet, but you need to do a viable kabbalah sadam, so you have a kosher, go and do it. Kibal a kosher v'nasan l'pasel yachzor l'kosher. If a kosher did the kabbalah sadam and then he handed the dam to a pasel, so that doesn't ruin it either. The pasel could just hand it back to the kasher, and they can go on from there. Kibel b'yamino v'nasan l'smalo. Similarly, if you're mekabel dam with your right hand and you put it into his left hand, yachzor l'yamino, just put it back in your right hand. The animal is not, the carbon has not yet been ruined by that. Kibel b'kli kodesh v'nasan l'kli chol, yachzor l'kli kodesh. If you're mekabel the dam with klei shares, with klei kodesh, and you put it into klei chol, so put it right back into klei kodesh, and that would be fine. Nishbach min akli al ritzpa. If from the kli the dam spilled out onto the floor, I mean, remember we discussed earlier, the Mishnah discussed in the last parak, that if it spills out onto the floor straight from the animal, that's different than if you were a mekabelin in the kli first. So over here we're talking about the kabbalah happened, so it fell from the kli to the ritzpa of the asfo, and you gather it up. So kasher, that's going to be kasher. It's interesting. So Hasemes is medayik. It doesn't say that if it spills, you should gather it up. It says if it spilled and you gathered it up, then it is kosher. Makes it sound like lechachila in lasof, that it's not derech kavod to be osef the dam, to gather the dam from the floor And it's only b'diavad im osef that if you do it, it's kosher. However, as Sfasemis points out, the Tosus writes that there's a mitzvah to be osef the dam shenishbach. So he says maybe that only when it all spills out and there's no other dam, then it's a mitzvah la'asof. Masha'ein kein, when some spills out and there's still other dam to use, then the chadchila don't gather the dam that spilled and use that, use dam that hasn't spilled, which would be more of a cover. That's how the Sfasemis is medayik, because the Mishnah seems to be written b'lashon b'diavad. But none of the Rishonim seem to point this out, that it's only a din b'diavad. They seem to assume that it's even a din l'chadchila. Nasan al gabei akevesh shelo k'neged ha'yisod, if you put the dam in the wrong spot of the mizbeach, nasan asan yisod l'mata l'malon, asan yisod l'malon l'mata, right, above it, the blood that's supposed to be on top of the mizbeach, on the bottom half, or vice versa. Blood that was supposed to go on the inside was put on the outside mizbeach, or vice versa. Im yesh dam nefesh, if there is still dam nefesh left, yachzer a kasher v'yakabel. Let the kasher go back and be mekabel the dam nefesh. So because that original nesinas dam was not good, so you need to do another zrika. So let the kasher go back and be mekabel the dam nefesh. And do a proper zrikas adam. Now, Reb Chaim was medayik from here in his chidushim that you dafka have to be chozer and be mekabel the dam nefesh, meaning you have to go back to the animal and get dam nefesh. What about the dam that was still left in the kli? Right, you threw some dam in the zvech, there might be still dam left in the kli. The Rambam writes beferish that you have to dafka be mekabel the dam nefesh, but the dam that's nisher bekli that you threw from that dam, you're not allowed to be zorik from that. And you have to just be shofich that in the yisodim zvech. You have to pour it out in the yisodim zvech. So what's the svar for that? Why is it that the dam of the kli is problematic? So mistam of the svar is that the dam of the kli has a din of shirayim, and as shirayim, it can't be used for the zrikas adam. So ask Reb Chaim. Since you see that you're allowed to be misakim the korban, that the kasher could be zorek the dam, so it's muchach that the zrika sapsul doesn't have a shame zrika on it. Meaning, if I do a zrika that's mamish a real zrika and it's pasul, so then it's too late. That should ruin the entire korban. I shouldn't have the opportunity to go back and get more dam and do over. You can't do it over. Elamai, when I was zorek in the wrong part of the mizbeach, it was a zrika psul. It didn't count as a zrika. It's pashut, not a zrika. So I asked Reb Chaim very sharp. He says, if it's not a zrika, if it doesn't have a din of a zrika, what makes the dam left in the kli shirayim? Shirayim means left over from the zrika. But there was no zrika. Why would the dam left in the kli be called shirayim if the original zrika didn't have a din of a zrika? So Reb Chaim is mechadesh that the din of zrika is the din of dichloi is different than the din of shirayim. The din of shirayim is that if there was a physical act of zrika, you don't need a shame zrika. You need a physical act of zrika. I mean, you don't need a halachic zrika to create shirayim. You just need a physical act of zrika. That from this kli dam was thrown, it's not machshu the karban, even though there's no shame zrika. Still, the dam that remains in the kli has a shame shirayim because there was a maisa zrika done on it. As opposed to when you talk about pasling the karban, it's not a maisa zrika that pasles the karban. You would need to have a chalos shame zrika in order for it to be a legitimate zrika that if done incorrectly could ruin the entire karban. So there's a difference between a maisa zrika and a chalos shame zrika. So when it comes to making something shirayim, that's a din in the Maisa Zrika. When it comes to making the karban dachli, to rejecting the karban, that's only when there's a shame Zrika on the dam. That's the classic brisker chilek that Reb Chaim makes between the Maisa versus the, you would call it the kiyum, but over here it's not a kiyum because we're talking about when you do a pipsul, the shame Zrika. Okay. Says the Gemara now. Shachtun, now the Mishnah says, if you shachted it, which sounds like Diyavad in Lechadchil Lalo, sounds like it's only B'Diyavad that the people in our Mishnah are allowed to shacht, but Lechadchil it sounds like they're not allowed to shacht. So ask the Gemara, Uramin, who Vishachat Shchita Bazar Kshera, that it says, we darshan from the word Vishachat that Shchita is kosher by a Zar, that a Zar is allowed to shacht, Shashchita Kshera. b'zarim u'b'nashim u'b'avadim u'b'tmeim. Shechita is kasher when done by zarim, when done by nashim, when done by avadim, when done by tmeim. V'afilu b'kachei kachim, even b'kachei kachim o'enu ela b'kohanim. Or maybe I should say no. Maybe only kohanim could be able to do the shechita. So amrit v'chimayin basa mechal shenemar v'atu v'necha atu tishmur es kuhunaschem l'chol dvara mizbeach. So it says that the kuhuna, you need kuhuna for kol dvara mizbeach. So yachalaf b'shechita. So I might think shechita is included in that, and you need kuhuna for shechita as well. Tam lomar v'shachatas ben abakar l'fnei Hashem v'ekrivu mikabala ve'elach mitzvahs kuhuna. That we darshan from there that it's only from Kabbalah and on that you need a kohen. Prior to that, you don't need a kohen. Limit al shechita shekshir b'kal adam. Shechita could be anybody. Shechita, you don't need a kohen, could be any zar. Bottom line is, there's our question mark. How can our Mishnah say that if a zar shechts, it's okay? It makes it sound like it's only b'di'eved. Over here we say, no, it's only mikabbalah ve'elach that we even insist on kohuna. Prior to that, it's absolutely fine to have a zar do the shechita. So says Gemara, hu adin dafil l'chadchila nami. Really, maybe even the chadchila, a zar is allowed to do the shechita. Why then does the Mishnah write it in the lashon of b'di'eved as if it's only okay because he did it b'di'eved, but not that he could do it l'chadchila? Umishum dekabay l'misna temeim de l'chadchila lo gzeir Hashem yigu b'basar tana shashachtu. Because it wants to mention temeim, where temeim it's pashut that l'chadchila they can't do the shechita. Therefore, because of a gzeira midrabanan that they might come to touch the basar, so that's why. Meaning Rashi dealt with the issue of why doesn't the basar become tamei from the fact that the tamei person touches the knife, which will then be tami the basa. So we got around that. But if the tami person's tami sharetz touches the basa is going to become tami. Right? Rashi said tami sharetz is not going to be tami the knife. So that's not going to be a problem, as a b'di'eved that it's automatically going to be tami. But still, when you shech, there's a good chance that you're going to touch the basar. So because of that chance that you might touch the basar, that's why the chadchila we don't allow a tami person to do the shechita. If he does it and he manages not to touch the basar, so fine. So then the shechita is kasher. But the chadchila we won't allow. So that's why the Mishnah has a lashon of b'di'eved, all because of the tameh, right? But the other people mentioned in the Mishnah, it's not only a b'di'eved. A woman wants a shecht because in tahed, even as a lechadchila, she can go ahead and she can shecht. A zar, even as a lechadchila, can go ahead and shecht. An eved, it's only a tameh who's not allowed to lechadchila. So, frak the gemara v'tameh d'eved shapir dami. Wait a second, even b'di'eved is a tameh shechita kasher. Uriminhu v'samach v'shachat mas smicha b'tahorim af shechita b'tahorim. Doesn't it say v'samach v'shachat, and don't we dash him from there that just like smicha has to be done with tahorim, so too shechita has to be done with tahorim. That it's not even as a b'di'eved, and it's gemara midrabanan. No, it's only a din midrabanan that it has to be done with tahorim. It's not a din midaraisa. Maishna smicha d'chsiv l'fnei Hashem shechita nami yachsiv l'fnei Hashem. So we're asked, but why should there be a difference? By smicha it says l'fnei Hashem. And it's a d'oraisa that it needs to be done with tahorim. Shechita says l'fnei Hashem, it should also be a d'oraisa that should have to be done with tahorim. Why do you say it's only the rabbanan? So he says efshar da'avid sakin arucha v'shachat. No, because by shechita there's a way out. By shechita you're not going to be in direct contact with the animal because you can make a very long knife and shecht with a very long knife. So you're not going to necessarily be inside the Azara when you do the Shechita. That's why it's going to be okay midaraisa. So frak the Gemara smicha also. Who says you have to be inside the Azara? Smicha nami. Afshu d'ma'ayil yadei v'samach by smicha also. You can stick your hands inside the Azara. You don't have to be inside the Azara yourself. Sense of the Gemara, no. Sticking your hands inside the Azara is not enough. Because kasavar bia b'miktzah shema bia. We assume that if you stick your hands in the Azara, same thing as going in the Azara. Bia b'miktzah is partially entering, is the same as entering entirely. That's why there were those poskim that held that there was a problem with putting kvitalach in the kotel, because they held that anywhere inside the outer surface of the kotel wall had a din of harabayis, and someone who's tummy like a zav, and every amaretz is tummy like a zav, is not allowed to enter the harabayis, and they thought that sticking your fingers inside the cracks of the wall is called bia b'miktsas. So It's a very questionable assertion whether the Kedushas HaRabayis extends all the way to the outer surface of the stones. It's more likely that it doesn't. More likely that the Kedushas HaRabayis extends to those 500 by 500 amos that actually is the HaRabayis, and there's probably some space behind the wall that's still not Kedushas HaRabayis, or at the very least, the thickness of the wall would probably not have Kedushas HaRabayis. That's why Minhag Yisrael is not that way. The Minhag Yisrael is that we do allow sticking the fingers inside the wall. But anyway, that's the idea that Bia B'mikzos is Shema Bia. When it comes to partially putting your hands in the Azara, that's not good enough. If you're Tameh, you're not allowed to put your hands inside of the Azara. Now, what's very clear from this Gemara is that if you hold Bia B'mikzos as Lav Shema Bia, then there should be no reason that a Tameh can't do Smicha. Right? If Bia B'mikzos is Lav Shema Bia, Smicha should be kosher by a Tameh. I mean, maybe there should be a reason why he can't do it L'chadchila, because you're afraid he's going to end up, okay, as a Drabanan, but Smicha should be kosher by a tame if you hold that Bia B'mikzos is not called coming room. So the problem is the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Maisa Kabbarnos Paragimel Alach Yud Aleph that only a Tahar is allowed to do smicha, and the Lachemisha asks, but the Rambam also Paskins Bia B'mikzos Lav Shema Bia. So why can't a tame be Samech? He could do smicha b'achnasas yado. It's only Bia B'mikzos. So the Lach HaMishnah explains that the Rambam must hold that just like there goes a b'shchita, that we're afraid that tame shouldn't shecht lest he touch the meat, who had in b'smicha there goes there, that maybe he'll end up going entirely inside. So basically what the Lach HaMishnah says, it's only a din d'rabbanan also. According to the Rambam, it's only a din d'rabbanan. The Gemara is saying it's a din d'oraisa because Bia B'mikzos Shema Bia, but the Rambam will pask is Bia B'mikzos Lav Shema Bia, like the other mandiyam of Bia B'mikzos Lav Shema Bia, will pask in that mita oraisa a tame can do smicha. It's only the mita rabbanon that a tame cannot do smicha. That's how the Lach HaMishnah explains the shita sarambam. Says the Gemara Vayter. Rav Chista Masna Yipcha. Rav Chista learned this whole conversation in the exact reverse. V'samach v'shachat. Ma shchita b'taharin af smicha b'taharin. That we dash in v'samach v'shachat, that just like shchita is done only by tahar people, so to smicha is only done by tahar people. Ma'ishna shchita d'chsiv l'fnei Hashem, smicha nami k'siv l'fnei Hashem. Why is there a difference? They both say l'fnei Hashem, meaning why is it more obvious, why is one more obvious to the other? Why is it more obvious that shchita is only b'taharin than that smicha is only b'tarim? So efshar d'ma'ayil yadei v'samach. No, because by smicha, there's a way out. You can stay outside of the azara and do smicha just by putting your hands in and doing the smicha. So frak the Gemara, well, shchita nami efshar David sakan aruch v'shachit. Meaning we're coming into it from the exact reverse. Well, we're thinking of all the svaras in reverse order. So that's just, so the Gemara says, okay, well then shchita also, there's a way to stand outside. You can have a long knife and do the shchita. So hamani shimon etimihi. No, we're assuming like Shimon HaTimni, Titania v'shachat as ben habakar l'fnei Hashem v'lo hashochet l'fnei Hashem. It says that you should shecht the ben habakar l'fnei Hashem. You should shecht the animal l'fnei Hashem, but we dash from there, the animal is l'fnei Hashem, but the shochet is not l'fnei Hashem. Shimon HaTimni omer minayin shu yadav shal shochet l'fnei min ha'nishchat. Shimon HaTimni however holds that how do I know that the hands of the shochet have to be right by the animal? It has to be inside, beyond where the animal is. Tamalom v'shachet has ben habakar l'fnei Hashem. Shochet has ben habakar yeh l'fnei Hashem. That the shochet himself has to be l'fnei Hashem. So the way Shimon HaTimni understands is that in order to do the shechita, you can't use a sakan arucha because it's not good enough to have the knife inside. You yourself, the hands of the shochet, need to be inside the azara. That is, so if that's the case, then clearly a tameh, if you hold bia b'mitzvah shema bia, a tameh is obviously unable to do the shechita. And it's from there that we learn that a tameh also cannot do the smicha either. Right? That's the reverse way of learning this whole conversation. Now the Chaznish writes that you have to say that Rav Chista holds that you don't need smicha b'kol chocho, because when he says efshar d'ma'ayil yadei v'samich, you could just stick your hands in and do smicha. Must be that you don't need smicha b'kol chocho, because smicha b'kol chocho can only work if you're totally inside. You can't do smicha b'kol chocho by just sticking your hands in, because you have to like put your body over the animal to give all of of your weight to it. So it must be that he holds like the Lashon, the Lishna Kama of Rabbi Yochanan that we're going to have later on in the Gemara that says that you don't need Smicha B'Kol Kocha. We're going to have a discussion later on in the Gemara whether or not it's required to do Smicha B'Kol Kocha. Now, on this idea that you could use a Sakin Aruch, the Keren Ora asks, why do I need a Sakin Arucha? Rav Chista holds like the Man Diyamar Bia B'Mitzas is Lav Shema Bia, that partially coming in is not called Bia, is not called coming into the Azara. That's why you're doing Smicha just by sticking your hands inside. If that's the case, the Shechita, you don't need a Sakin Aruch, just stick your hands in. Right? Sticking your hands in should be fine if Bia B'Mitzas is Lav Shema Bia. So why would you need a Sakin Arucha? So the Keren Ora explains from the Gemara and Chulin Smashma that even if there's if you don't hold Bia B'Mitzas Shema Bia, L'chadchila, you should still, Tameh should still Shecht B'Sakin Arucha, not to avoid coming into the Azara, but to avoid touching the Basar, as a way of avoiding having to touch the Basar. So that's what you would do the Sakin Arucha for. That would be the role of the Sakin Arucha, even if you hold Bia B'Mitzas, is Lav Shema Bia. You hold that there's no problem of Bia B'Mitzas. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, we are holding... Amar Ula, right? Amar Ula. Yeah, that's where we are. Yeah, Amar Ula. Amar Ish Lakish. Tamei Shehichnas Yadol Fnim Loke. If a Tamei person puts his hands inside the Azara, he gets Malkus. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, Bechol Kodesh Losiga Vegomer. What's the Vegomer? That's important over here. It says, Bechol Kodesh Losiga Ve'el Hamigdash Losavo. That don't touch Kachim and don't go into the Migdash. Makish Bia. So the Torah itself directly links coming into the Mikdash with touching Kodesh. So therefore, man negia b'miktsas shma negia, just like it's obvious that if you partially touch something, that's called that you're touching it, right? You don't have to get your hands all over every single square inch of a piece of meat in order to be metame the piece of meat, right? Negia b'miktsas is certainly called negia. So too, af bia b'miktsas shma bia. That's where we derive. So to bia b'miktsas is also called bia, is also called entering. Esir of Hoshia Leula, so Rav Hoshia asks Ula, Mitzora, listen to this case, there are a lot of factors here. Mitzora Shechal Shmini Shalo, a Mitzora whose eighth day of his Tara process turns out, Lios Be'erev HaPesach, turns out to be an Erev Pesach. And then, Vira'a Keri Boba Yom. And then he became a Bal Keri that day. Now, Mitzora needs to go through an entire process to become Tahar. And that's an elongated process. That's going to be this 8-day process. Now, a Bal Keri doesn't have such a process. A Bal Keri is only to... Bal Keri just means that a person had a seminal emission. So, Bal Keri is going to be Tamei for the remainder of that day. He goes to the mikveh, and then he becomes a Tevul Yom. And then that night, he's going to be Tahar again. Right? So, now you have a Mitzora. It's his 8th day. So, it's toward the end of his process. He just needs to get some sprinkling of Dam on his thumb and whatever, on certain his ear or whatever. He needs to, and on his big toe, he needs to do a certain process. But a Bal Keri has to go to the mikveh, has the din of a tum of a tevul yom, but it happens to be Erev Pesach when the Korban Pesach needs to be brought. So now, what do you do? So Amru Chacham, so the Chacham say, Afal pi she'ein tevul yom acher nichnas, even though another tevul yom would not be allowed to enter into the Har HaBayis, ze nichnas. This guy is allowed to enter into the Har HaBayis. If you look at Rashi, Afal pi she'ein tevul yom acher shel tumas keri nichnas la Har HaBayis, even though someone who's a Bal Keri normally is not allowed to go into the Har HaBayis, the ksavar tevul yom dezav kezav dami, because we normally hold that someone who's a tevul yom of a zav has a din of a zav. So if a person was a zav or a Bal Keri and went to the mikvah and then he hasn't experienced sunset and end of the day yet, so he still has a din of a zav, he's not allowed to enter the base of Mikdash. Zen nichnas umachnas yadav la'azar elitei midama asham miluk Hashem al bahonosav. This guy is allowed to go in because he needs to get all the way up to the Azara to get the tzara'as process done, k'deshi yitzar, in order that he should become tar to be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. And in terms of shechting the Korban Pesach, no big deal. He doesn't have to be the one to shech the Korban Pesach. He could do that with shlichus. So fine. But in terms of becoming eating the Korban Pesach, he needs to become tar by tonight in order to eat the Korban Pesach. So we allow this tevil yom to enter into the Har HaBayis so that he can get right by the azara and go through the tara process of mitzora. So he'll be out of his tzara'as. And obviously he'll be out of his Tful Yom status by the time night comes, and he needs to eat the Karban Pesach. So why do we allow such a Tful Yom to enter the Arabayis? Says the Gemara, Mutav Yavo Asei Sheish Bukaris, Yidcha Asei Shein Bukaris. We allow an Asei that has Karis associated with it to push off an Asei that doesn't have Karis associated with it. Meaning, the Yisra of a Tful Yom entering Arabayis is an Yisra Asei. The Karban Pesach is an Asei also, but it's an Asei Sheish Bukaris. It's a much more severe Asei. Rabbi Yochanan says, Dvar Torah Afilu Asei Imbo. He says, you know what, it's not even a violation of an Asei Mida Oraisa for the Tful Yom to enter the Harabayis. Shalem Rav Yamud Yoshav Kal Yudu Vishlaim Beis Hashem Lefnei Chatzar Chadasha. Maya Chatzar Chadasha. What does it mean Chatzar Chadasha? Am Rav Yochanan Shechitshu Badvarim Va'amru Tvul Yom Al Yikanes Lemachne Leviya. They were Mechadish Anudin Mid Rabbanan. They were Mechadish Anudin that a Tvul Yom should not go into the Machne Leviya. So it's not even really an Aseda Oraisa to not allow a Tvul Yom into the Harabayis. To not allow a Tvul Yom to the Harabayis is only in a Sidra Rabbanan. So for the sake of enabling his Karban Pesach, which is an Asei Sheish Bukares, so it's very much worth it to allow the Tvul Yom to go into the Harabayis. Now, Frakta Gemara, here's our Kasha. Wait a second. In order to go through his Tahara process of Mitzora, his thumbs are going to need to go into, or his right thumb is going to need to enter, and his right big toe are going to need to enter the Azara, not just the Harabayis. If Bia b'mitzvah is Shmabia, how are we allowing now for the Balkari to enter into the Azara? That's not okay. That's absolutely not okay. So how are we going to allow him to enter the Azara? If Bia b'mitzvah is Shmabia, by putting his thumb in, he's entering the Azara. So how are we going to allow that to happen? So says the Gemara. After all, entering as a Tame into the Azara is also an Asei Sheish Bukaris. So what, you can say, push away this Asei Sheish Bukaris for the Karban Pesach, which is also an Asei Sheish Bukaris. Why would you favor one Asei Sheish Bukaris over another Asei Sheish Bukaris? That doesn't make any sense. So to allow him to go into the Arabai is fine. That's a Nasei Midrabanan, whatever. That's a Takana Midrabanan. We're willing to compromise to enable Karban Pesach. But to allow him to go into the Azara, so this must be a Raya that Bia B'Mitzas Lo Shmabia, that partially entering a place is not called entering. So when he sticks his thumb in, it's not, he hasn't entered. Amrlai said, Mituncha, from the exact raya that you brought, from your bundle, from the exact place that you brought me a raya, I'll answer you. Shiny Mitzora hol v'hutal tzorata hutal kirio. Think about it. The guy's a Mitzora anyway. He has tumma. He has a tumma that's more severe than tumas keri. And part of the process to become tar from being a Mitzora is putting his thumb into the Azara. How do we allow that? He is a very severe level of tumma. Elamai, that's part of the process. So if we're going to allow the tumas mitzora to be ignored for the sake of getting his, for the sake of doing the tara process properly, so the lesser tumma of tumas keri can for sure be ignored in that instance to enable the tara process to happen properly. Now Tosfos asks if it's true that if we have to say that the Torah was matir him to be nichnas into the azar in order to be tahar, why don't we allow him to walk into the Azara entirely? Meaning, if you say that al karcha, once he'll be a mix of shmabia, right? That going partially in is like going in entirely, and that's the assumption of our Gemara. That's what we're trying to prove, that even if he'll be a mix of shmabia, this is okay. So once he'll be a mix of shmabia, why does he only stick his thumb in? Let him walk in. Sticking his thumb is the same as walk in. So why don't you just let him walk in? So Tosfos gives two terutzim. Tosos writes, in Yevamos of Zayin and Beis, this Tosos appears. Tosos writes, first of all, since Ayudei Bias Kula, there's a Beferish Apostle that says that a Mitzora is not allowed to enter with Bias Kula, v'hamikdash lo yavo. It says that he can't go into the Mikdash, so we can assume that when the Torah allows a Mitzora to go in for Tara, even though normally Bia B'Mikdash is Shema Bia, we have to assume that when the Torah allows it, it only allows Bia B'Mikdash. Even though normally Bia B'Mikdash is a halacha of Bia, but over here you have a steer in the Torah. Torah says he's not allowed to enter, and Torah says he has to go through this Torah process. So that which we allow has to be not against that which is explicit in the Torah, that he's not allowed to go in entirely. That's one Torah to Tosos. Tosos also answers that really he's allowed to enter entirely into the Beis HaMikdash. It's just that if you could do it al yedei Bia b'miktas, why should we allow him to go in entirely? Meaning, he says, Mashal ma'adav adama. Let's say a person is in the Azara, becomes Tamei. So what's the halacha? He's got to get out. Should he take a circuitous route, walk around a little bit, and then get out? No, he's got to make a beeline right out of the Azara. He's got to go the shortest route out of the Azara. Why does he have to go the shortest route? So the answer is because you have to minimize as much as possible the tumma in the Azara. So yes, Biyab Mixas Hashmabi, it's called going into the Azara. And we allow Biyab Azara over here, but you minimize it as much as possible. So we only allow him to stick his thumbs in or whatever. Now, Rav Elchanan and Kovitz Ha'aros and Yevamos over there says that these two Terutzim of Tosos argue if there's an iser of every additional miktsas that enters into the Azara. Meaning, is there an additional iser by every extra little bit that enters into the Azara? The first Teretz Tosfos holds that there's no bia on miktsas, on any extra miktsas, any extra little bit that enters into the Azara. Whereas the second Teretz Tosfos holds that it's like staying in the Azara longer. That having every little bit of your body that enters into the Azara seems to be an additional element to the Isser. Every little miktsas adds more to the Isser. That's how Rav Elchanan understands the two deos in Tosfos over there. Okay. I got to get to yeshiva early on Sunday, so I'm going to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow from Amar Rav Yosef.